It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Glad you're with us. It's time now for our monthly feature called Smart Nutrition. As always, I'm joined by our nutrition diva, Monica Reinagle. She's a licensed nutritionist who blogs at Nutrition Over Easy and whose weekly podcasts appear on quickanddirtytips.com. We're also joined by Evan Lutz, the co-founder of Hungry Harvest, an organization which seeks to solve two problems. Number one, cutting down on the enormous amounts of food that gets wasted every year, and reducing hunger among people who are confronting food insecurity. Evan Lutz is a 2014 graduate of the University of Maryland, and earlier this year, he pitched the idea for Hungry Harvest on ABC Television's Shark Tank and came away with $100,000 from an investor to support his Baltimore-based company. Monica, always good to see you. And Evan, it's terrific to meet you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me in this studio. I really appreciate it.
Sure. So, Monica, this problem of food waste is huge. There are some estimates that say about 40% of the food that we produce in the United States ends up in a landfill.
Isn't that shocking and unfortunate? Because, as you mentioned, we still have a lot of people in this country who don't have enough to eat. So it's troubling on that level. But there are also environmental consequences. You know, it's not just composting in the landfill. It's actually creating an enormous amount of greenhouse gases. And that's something else that we're really worried about. So reducing the amount of food that ends up in the landfill is a high priority, I think, for all of us, certainly for me. And so I've, talked a little bit about how we can address this at the household level, you know, some techniques that we can use just so that we're not throwing away so much food at home.
And composting is certainly one of them, to use it in your garden.
Right? Yes, because then at least those nutrients are going back into the soil. And a lot of it at the household level comes down to sort of inventory management. It's keeping track of what's in the refrigerator, especially the fresh perishable stuff, whether it's vegetables that you bought or leftovers that you brought home from a restaurant, and having a plan to use them before they go bad instead of just letting them sit in there until they catch your attention because of the strange odor that's emanating.
For example, it's better to shop more frequently, buy smaller amounts of stuff a few times a week rather than try to buy food for the whole week. Would you say that's a good idea?
For some people, that's a good option. For others, if they don't have that option, I think it's also just a matter of being strategic about what you've got and using it up before it goes bad and having a plan. So that can help a little bit. But I think the scale of the problem is much larger. There's so much food that gets wasted on the industrial level, at the retail level, where retailers have more fresh food than they can use for various reasons, and it turns out to be cheaper to throw it away than to store it or to transport it to get it to the person that could use it. And that's why I was so thrilled to find out about Hungry Harvest and Evan's project here.
So, Evan, this is where you step in. You find these people who are throwing this food away, and you get it, and then you, by various ways, get it to other people. So first of all, who are you getting the food from?
Sure. So we work with local farms, wholesalers, and packing houses, and everything we source is pre-retail. There's 6 billion pounds of produce that gets thrown away in the United States every single year, and that's enough to fill up 4 NFL-sized stadiums, right? And half of that food, so 3 billion pounds of produce, gets wasted before it ever touches a retail store, in the warehouse, in the farms, in the packing houses, where it gets sorted out, left on the farm because it's ugly or doesn't look right, and that's not acceptable to me.
So you're making this food available that people can purchase. People subscribe to a service, and then you send them food like on a biweekly or a monthly basis. Tell me how that works.
Exactly. So people can sign up on our website, and they get a box of produce that's delicious, that's fresh, that's nutritious, that would otherwise be wasted because it's simply ugly, right? We have carrots that have 2 legs, or apples that are too small, or eggplants that have funny noses. None of it's bad or rotten or mealy. It just looks a little bit different, right? And so you get it to your door, and once a week or biweekly, and then for every box we deliver to a customer, we also donate a healthy meal to someone in need.
All right. So there are homeless shelters and places that are distributing food to people who need it and can't afford it. And you're subsidizing that by having people pay a retail price, essentially, for these slightly damaged goods, right? But you call it recovered produce, for example. So recovered from what?
Right. So recovered from going into the landfill, where Monica talked about the harmful greenhouse gases that produces. And if food waste was a country, it'd be the 3rd largest producer of greenhouse gases behind the United States and China. That's the scale of the problem that we're talking about. And it's just not acceptable to me when we've got hundreds of thousands, millions of people that are hungry in this country, can't afford or have access to healthy food, that we're wasting all this perfectly edible, delicious, nutritious food.
Yeah. And Monica, the look of it is really important. I remember 10 years ago, So I was talking to John Shields, who runs Gertrude's restaurant at the BMA, and this is right at the very beginning of the farm-to-table movement, and he was talking about one of the barriers being that, for example, if he's going to serve roasted red potatoes, the potatoes all had to look uniform, which is why he was buying them from these wholesalers who, you know, weeded out the ones that didn't look uniform. And because consumers who were paying, you know, $20, $30, $40 an entree expected the food to look like a commercial. People need to just get over it. Huh?
Well, I have to say, when I learned about Hungry Harvest, I signed right up because I was excited about the model for reducing food waste. And I've gotten a couple of boxes of produce now. And I have to say, I have yet to see an ugly fruit or vegetable in my box. I mean, maybe they're not exactly the same size as you might be accustomed to seeing in the grocery store, but this is beautiful, fresh produce. I've been really impressed. And you mentioned, you know, that we're buying it at retail. I would have to say we're buying it significantly below retail. The value of what they're able to deliver to us for a very low cost is very impressive. So I have to say, I don't find this stuff ugly in the least or even odd looking. It's been fantastic.
Monica Reinagle is the nutrition diva. Evan Lutz is the co-founder of Hungry Harvest on 88.1. It's our Smart Nutrition segment here on Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. So Evan, right now in the middle of the summer, obviously you can source this food locally. What happens in the winter when local farms aren't growing anything?
Sure. We take a higher priority over making sure food does not go to waste rather than it being exclusively local. Obviously, we'd love to work with local farms and wholesalers year-round, right? But there's food waste that's happening everywhere. And so we work with a lot of farms in Georgia and South Carolina and Florida and California during the non-growing season where they have stuff that's, you know, would go to waste because of its odd size or shape, which just isn't acceptable to us.
Is it kind of like a CSA? In other words, you choose what people are going to get.
It's not like a CSA because you don't get chard and kale and beets every week. We give you a really, really good variety that are changing on a weekly basis, and you can actually include things that you don't like. You can put that on your profile, and we'll make sure you never get that to your house. We'll supplement it with something else.
Uh-huh. And how about, is it organic?
We do have organic options as well, but organic farms are really good about not having a lot of surplus and waste. So that's a really good thing that they've cut down on a lot of the excess that they would normally produce.
So they're a little bit better at it, perhaps, than some of the bigger commercial farms, certainly.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Because, I mean, a lot of this food, as you say, just ends up in the field. I mean, never even gets picked.
Exactly. And I think the statistic is 7% of everything grown on a farm is actually left there right on the farm.
Yeah. Now, I know, Monica, Giant Foods, Whole Foods, they each have programs in which they're giving their surplus meats and stuff like that to and other foods to shelters and stuff. I know that Whole Foods gives it to the St. Francis Center and Reservoir Hill. Giant had a program that started with 4 stores. Now it's up to 52 where they're taking frozen meat that they can't sell. It's past the due date, but it's not bad, and it's not bad for you either, right?
Yeah, I think this food recovery movement is something that's gaining a lot of traction as people have become more aware of the problem. And there are a lot of people looking for creative ways to solve it. There's some on-campus groups that are doing a lot of work with on-campus food service and trying to just route that food to, you know, kitchens or food banks. And, you know, it's very exciting to see the programs that get this into the food banks because food banks tend not to have a lot of fresh food.
Right.
It's mostly canned and shelf-stable.
Yeah. So this is a thing. This is happening. Well, delightful to meet you, Evan, and I think this is a really interesting idea, and I really appreciate both of you guys coming in.
Thank you so much.
Monica Reinagle is our nutrition diva and my co-conspirator every month for our Smart Nutrition segments here on Maryland Morning. Monica blogs at Nutrition Over Easy, and she does a weekly podcast on quickanddirtytips.com. Evan Lutz is the co-founder of Hungry Harvest. To learn more about Hungry Harvest, come to our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning. That'll do it for us today. We'll be back at you on Friday morning. Until then, for Nathan Sterner and the entire Maryland Morning team, thanks for listening. Have a great day.